Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. And we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and say hello to Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. Welcome back to Nashville. Long road trip for you guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, doing good. Yeah, long road trip. Feels like the whole year's been it's been a road trip right now. But Happy New Year. It's been a little while.
Yep, Happy New Year to you as well. So a road trip that began on the 27th of December in St. Louis. You got back to Nashville, I think, for like a day and a half. And you've been basically traversing through Canada ever since then. What did you make overall of the way that your team played over the course of this last six games here?
Yeah, I liked it pretty much all the way through. I thought we built it off a little bit of a good homestand here right before Christmas. You know, probably didn't get the results we wanted in some of those games, but I thought we have been building a little bit of an identity that's been kind of missing for most of the year. So feel like we're doing some good things again. We're in a we're in a results business, and you know, we fell a little bit under 500 on the trip, but I like the way we're playing. I mean, if you ball up, take away a few minutes each game, it's been, you know, if you look at last game, we really liked this, you know, pretty much the whole game, except, you know, we kind of had a little bit of gaff on the first goal. It took a little win, and they score 15 seconds later. And those are, when you're on the road, those are really get you, and they're hard to come back from. They really sting you. So those little things, we're still working on it. We're still trying to get it right. But again, I think if I looked at the picture, I like the picture that I'm seeing.
So why has it gotten better? What's gotten better, Andrew?
Well, I think a little bit of our identity. I think we've been searching for it, you know, a lot this year. We've been kind of ups and downs where we think we have it and it slips and then we lose it. It takes us a while to get it back. And I feel this little stretch, like I said, probably mostly through December into that last road trip, I see the identity. I see us what we would look like if we were all, you know, going on all cylinders. And we haven't seen that for a consistent stretch. Now, again, the results business haven't been getting all the time, but I think, you know, little things that I think the team, you know, has built culturally, you know, some chemistry. I think if you look at little things like even, you know, Ryan O'Reilly's empty net goal the other day, you got Steven Stamkos who has the puck and he's going to go down as one of the best goal scorers of his generation. Can easily take the empty netter and he moves it over to factor for his hat trick. And those little things, I know they're small and we don't always see them, but I think they have a pretty lasting effect on the group. And I think it brings, you know, it's kind of a bonding type play. And we've been trending that way. But those little things you see Michael McCarron sticking up for Phil in Vancouver and not just fighting, but really, really angry and standing up for him. You see Johnny, Marchessault fighting, showing some emotion and getting mad. So I think there's a lot of things going on. You know, obviously we're grinding through some injuries, but I think a lot of things going on that looks like a little bit of identity of being hard to play against that we haven't had all season long, really, or we've had, but not consistently through stretches.
So, Andrew, we've talked with you about that top line of Forsberg, Stamkos, and Marchessault. And Forsberg has been through an interesting stretch where the assists have been coming like crazy. Like he's been a really good playmaker. He's been on the play. He's been shooting the puck. And the goals haven't come. He finally gets one the other night against Winnipeg on a play that I feel like I've seen him score that same exact goal like 300 times in his career. What do you think seeing one go in for him can do for a guy that we know is incredibly talented, we know is an elite goal scorer in the league? What do you think that can do for him moving forward, just to see one finally go?
Well, I think when you score like he does, you hope it springboards him into going on a roll. And even around Phil last year and historically, he kind of gets through these things where he just takes off. And I hope that's something that kind of jumpstarts him. For the goal scoring, I've been saying that he's been – still creative. He's been productive through the stretch. I think at times, you know, we've made some changes and he's maybe deferred a little bit more and good for him. That shows you the selflessness that he has. It's not about his goal scoring. I think he's trying really hard to make that line work. And again, you talk about a little bit of the identity, the culture, the chemistry. I think what Phil's been trying to do, you know, of course we'd love him to score more goals, but you have to respect the fact that he's trying to get his line mates going and other people going. And that's kind of what a leader is. And but I think with him, when you see him score that goal, you see a little bit of, you know, you could see that he could breathe a little bit. And he had some other good looks. So you hope that comes in bunches for him because he's deserved it. He's created. He just hasn't had the results.
Yeah, is that a yeah? That's the thing. You know, we've talked about Forsberg a lot on this show. You know, not scoring goals. He leads the team with 34 points. Is that something that maybe a few years ago would have been tougher for him if he's not seeing it go to the back of the net?
Yeah, I maybe before I got here, I think since I've been here, he's been pretty much the same. You know, I don't think he, or at least he doesn't show you the highs and lows where he's frustrated. I think maybe historically as a younger player, he might have had a little of that. But since I've been around, he's been pretty, you know, basically straight line, you know, regardless if he's scoring or not. And he hasn't really let, he's frustrated, he's not shown it to his teammates. So I've been pretty lucky. He's been really good since I got here. I haven't had to deal maybe with some of the highs and lows that were here in the past. And I think that speaks of the maturity and his leadership that he's shown.
So, Andrew, you mentioned the injuries you guys are going through right now. Well, one thing that's done on the back end is we've seen Spencer Stastny. We've seen Adam Willsby, who I know is hurt right now. Let's start specifically on the Stastny front. You know what he brings to the table. We've seen it last year. With him now back in the fold, what have you thought of the way that he's played since coming back in? And what does having him back on the blue line maybe open up for your group there?
Well, yeah, for one, it's good to see him back. You know, I think for us, he was a pretty important piece for us down the stretch, and unfortunately he got hurt in the playoffs there. But he brings real, you know, high-end mobility. I mean, he's such a great skater. And I think we were happy to see him back. He played a really good game in Vancouver. You know, Calgary was a grind. You know, I think when you hit those back-to-backs and two teams that play really hard and they're kind of going after our D a little bit, I think, you know, wasn't probably our – you know, we grinded through, we got the win. And I thought he was played really well in Winnipeg. I think when he skates, it just changes a lot of our dynamic as a team. You know, I think he brings that elite mobility that he's able to get himself out of trouble and he's up the ice. And I think it makes us a hard team to play against because he closes on you really fast with his skating. So it's good to see him back. You know, I think, again, he had a really good push Vancouver. You know, Calgary was a hard game and I thought he looked really good in Winnipeg. So hopefully we can grab, you know, two to three and move the needle. We understand it's going to take him a little bit of time. He hasn't played a lot of hockey this year, but it's good to see him back on our team.
With this time here, Andrew, and a big homestand coming up here, what's the focal point for you in terms of, you know, what needs to get better here? What are you and your staff looking at? Like this needs to take a step here moving forward to have a successful homestand.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things for sure. I think we can clean up around the front of our net a little bit and help, you know, our two juices for sure be a little bit harder in that area. You know, we're always been working on trying to score more, so that's something that we'll continue to focus on. You know, the power play, obviously, near the end of last game kind of fell a little bit short, but there's some good looks and some good movement, so continue to build off that. And I think for us in this homestand, again, is trying to solidify that identity. You know, I think we've found it sort of consistently here over the stretch, but I think we could still build it. We could still stack some of the things that we've been doing to make us a little bit harder to play against, a little bit more, I guess you could say, relentless to get us to find that identity. I think when you go through every year, your group has to build and find and maintain its identity. I think we're still, unfortunately, in the phase of late in the season or mid-season that we're trying to find it. I think we found it. Now we're building it. And I think we're in that stage right now. And hopefully, you know, a homestand or some good home wins kind of kick you up to that. You found it and now you got to keep it kind of stage.
Andrew, I'm going to make it my life's mission with the NHL to ban. I mean, you guys had a long road trip and had two sets of back-to-backs, which I find scheduling wise to just be dumb. So I'm going to make it my life mission to ban that for you.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Andrew, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we'll see you later today at practice.
All right. Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Redditors head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest. I mean, they were on the road, so they started December 27th in St. Louis. They came back for a day, and then they left out on the 29th. And they've been gone on the road since then until yesterday, and they played two back-to-backs. They played in Winnipeg and then Minnesota on a back-to-back. And then Vancouver and Calgary, which are not exactly close to each other.
And also in that same trip, they get to go to the Peg twice.
Yeah.
Two trips to the Peg in the same trip.
Yeah. I know you guys are going to be on the road for 2 weeks. Let's hammer in two back-to-backs here and then have, like, 5 days off.
Let's make it as brutal as possible. Yeah, where did they at least – so I guess, well, they probably got a little bit of time in Vancouver. I guess that's not bad.
No. Not even, well, I guess before they did. But, yeah.
Like, before? I assume they went right from Minnesota to Vancouver?
I don't know. I know that they spent an inordinate amount of time in Calgary. You know, after the second half of that back-to-back, they're in Calgary for, like, 3 days before they went
there. Before they went back to the peg.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't want to go back to the peg for more time. I love the peg. Don't get me wrong.
We looked when the puck dropped the other night.
Poutine.
I was just curious. I was like, oh, what's the temperature in Winnipeg right now? It's -2, which is really not that bad for them.
Yeah, like that's actually fine.
Yeah.
That's tolerable.
I've looked at Winnipeg before when it was like, oh, it's -38 in Winnipeg. Man, look at there.
Actual temp.
Yeah. That's good stuff. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Charles Robinson will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063 The Game.